Volunteers are stacking as many as 2 million sandbags along a part of North Dakota's Red River. Rain and an early snowmelt have sent the river to record levels near Fargo, whose mayor is now on the line. Mayor Dennis Wallacher, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, and thanks for taking the time. I imagine it's been a busy time. You finished with the sandbags?
No. No, we're still delivering sandbags, and we're hoping daylight here comes pretty soon so they can continue raising their dikes on the south side. They only had a foot or so to go, so hopefully that. One of the big things is the dirt. We're still, with backhoes digging all over the south part of the city, trying to find suitable material to haul in and bolster up. But I can't wait till this gets over.
Are you racing here? The river is still rising even as you're building these dikes?
Yeah. It's, well, we're really concerned, about taking care of the river itself. But we have a south side, and we're concerned there about overland flooding and so forth because some of the legal drains come into the city and so forth. So, no, it's still a multifaceted thing. We're still in gear. Hopefully things will get better here shortly, but until the river actually crests, we're still pretty nervous about what's going on.
Now, I should remind people that you were around for the last major flood from the Red River in 1997, and in fact, you were Fargo's Public Works Director at the time. Did you learn anything from that experience that you're applying now?
Yeah, absolutely. But this is a different animal as far as I'm concerned. The elements are being thrown at us. And the other thing that's really different about this one here, we had about 3.5 to 4 weeks to prepare in 1997. And this year it's been about a week and a half. Back basically started sandbag production a week ago. And as the river forecast center has increased the crest from roughly 36, they gave us a guideline there, but they're talking about the real number as being 36 to 37, then I went to 38, then I went to 39, and yesterday noon it went to 40 on Friday and 41 on Saturday, so it's a moving target.
Wow. One other thing, Mayor, isn't it pretty cold there?
Well, okay. right now it's about 19 degrees Fahrenheit.
What's it like to be down by the river working with sandbags when it's 19?
Peaceful.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Across there and to see it always been, there are areas of peace. You go down south, the south side of Fargo, and I don't know how many backhoes, 3-yard backhoes right now, are digging and loading trucks and hauling trucks and so forth. So the sun never sets on those people, and that's with the Corps of Engineers, and they're doing a wonderful support process for us in conjunction with our engineering department.
I'm just wondering if this is brutal weather to be down by the water working.
Absolutely. Sure it is. But there's no wind this morning. That's good. And it finally quit snowing last night. So I was still snowing when I hit the sack last night. So the weather conditions are less than ideal.
Okay.
They're not going to improve that much.
All right. So, Mayor Wallacher, thanks very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Dennis Wallacher is mayor of Fargo, North Dakota, which is trying to keep the Red River from spilling into that city, and we'll bring you more as we learn it.